The holiday season is upon us, and between the rituals of hanging up lights and shopping for gifts, there's another event to remember, the office holiday party. Do's and don'ts from Jonathan Bell, employment attorney and founder of the Bell Law Firm in New York. Jonathan, what should we know?
Two major factors that people have to know. Okay, number one, the sexual harassment aspect, right? Someone has a crush on somebody else. They're always fearful to say something. All of a sudden, they figure they'll do it at the holiday party when everybody's drinking. Guards are down. However, the person that's being flirted with doesn't appreciate it and makes a complaint. Could be subjecting the company to exposure. So a company should basically write an email before a holiday party explaining that this is still a working event. Everybody has to dress professionally, act appropriately, and not, if there is alcohol being served, don't drink excessively.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two, and this is also very important, a lot of states, including New York, has something called the dram shop law. Okay? So what happens with the dram shop law, it says that if somebody is visibly intoxicated and has a drink of alcohol and then goes out and kills somebody or permanently disfigures somebody, the person or the company or the organization that served them the drink could be responsible.
Mm.
So this could literally put a company out of business because, you know, maybe an insurance policy is a limited amount and someone's really seriously injured. They see a company behind an event, a deep pocket, and now you could really be on the hook for millions of dollars. So those are really the two aspects of it. Employees need to know that this is a business outing. Just because you're not actually in your office, you could still be subjected to discipline, including termination, depending how you act. So just act appropriately and act like it's a business event. For companies that are huge companies and can't keep their eye on everybody, my recommendation would be either no alcohol at all or give out drink tickets, maybe one or two drink tickets a person, so you know that they're limited by one to two drinks max.
Oh, interesting, yeah. We're speaking with Jonathan Bell, employment attorney, also founder of the Bell Law Group in New York. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of holiday parties. So you referenced this as a work function, but you said also don't talk shop incessantly.
Yes, people go there to kind of unwind. You know, it's not going to subject you to any legal exposure, which is, of course, my aspect of the law. But, I mean, just generally speaking, people want to go there. They want to talk socially, but you don't want to go into any type of anything that's sexually explicit. And people really don't want to talk shop. So unless you want to be the outsider, my recommendation is stay away from those subjects.
So let's assume everybody, most people, understand the basics of proper etiquette and behavior at an office holiday party. What if you see something, though, and you're an employee and you think, wow, that should not be going on right now, or that should not be happening or be said between those two employees?
Right. So, okay, let's take it from an employee and from an employer standpoint. The employee doesn't technically have a duty to act, but I think it would be a good idea to basically go to your employer, manager, supervisor, kind of put them on notice of what they observe, so, and then at that point in time, the employer should take whatever actions necessary, whether it be calling somebody an Uber or a cab to go home, not let them drive, or potentially ordering them to stay away from a person if they feel like it could be borderline sexual harassment. If an employer, him or herself, observes this behavior, they should immediately act, because liability on most types of cases, or almost all types of cases, are based upon prior notice.
Thanks, Jonathan. Jonathan Bell, employment attorney and founder of the Bell Law Firm in New York.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.